Big welcome to the Heritage Council podcast, and a theme that we are embracing for this series in 2021 is inclusive heritage. This will involve a broad overview of the multi-layered experiences which encompass Ireland's past, and will also put into context how this sense of heritage is all about our collective experience, and why so much of what went before still resonates in the present. I hope you enjoy the show. Happy St. Patrick's Day from everyone at the Heritage Council. In the first of two special podcasts linked to our national holiday, Heritage and Schools specialist and storyteller Joseph O'Malley expands on some of the fascinating folklore surrounding the patron saint of Ireland. We'll hear two stories about St. Patrick, which will be told bilingually in both English and Irish. The stories will recount various aspects from the life of St. Patrick. Have a great day. Joseph O'Malley, how are you keeping?
I'm well, Greg. How are you?
Yeah, very good and excited as we're about to celebrate a special day in the Irish calendar.
Absolutely. St. Patrick's Day is coming up and we're all getting as excited as we can be in these times. But great time to be Irish. It's also Seachtain na Gaeilge. We try and speak a few words of Irish during the next few weeks, or we should every week, I guess. So yeah, good times.
Yeah, it's an important time to be proud of our country and where we're from. So I believe you're a storyteller. And I haven't met too many storytellers along the way. So storytelling in Ireland, and I believe you're a member of a storytellers group.
That's right. I am a storyteller and I'm proud to say it. I'd say, Greg, you've met lots of storytellers because a lot of Irish people are storytellers. They may not call themselves that, but they are. Yeah, I tell stories. I'm a member of Storytellers of Ireland, which is a group of storytellers who are trying to promote the tradition and the art of oral storytelling. And Ireland is famous for its stories, famous for St. Patrick, famous for its stories, famous for its music. And the folklore of Ireland is renowned around the world as a country with a rich tradition of storytelling. And we're trying to keep that alive in various ways. Sometimes we're storytelling at festivals and schools and libraries. So in Sheim, in Merle, August in Gaeilge, I tell in English and in Irish, August, un petit peu de français, de temps en temps, a little bit of French from now and again. You can tell stories, you can sing a song that's a story.
And tell me the Storytellers of Ireland. How many members do you have?
Gosh, I should know. I think we're around the 80 or 90 mark at the moment, and it's been growing for a number of years. A bunch of lovers of story who come together, and we have a committee, and we have a website, and I suppose that's where people should go, storytellersofireland.org, an all-Ireland body, if you like. We have storytellers from Northern Ireland and from the Republic, and indeed, you can join from anywhere in the world, and you don't even have to be a storyteller if you're a supporter of stories and a lover of stories, Irish particularly, then you're welcome to join.
And on Patrick's Day, I think we'd all love to be sitting somewhere listening to you telling this story. And unfortunately, we can't do that. But maybe this podcast, we can use that as a way to get those stories out there. So I believe you're going to recite two stories to me today. And what I'd love if you just give both a little brief introduction. And maybe if you have some history about each of the stories, that would be fantastic as well.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to tell two stories. I'm going to talk a little bit about St. Patrick and some of the traditions and a little bit about his life. So, yeah, and thanks to the Heritage Council for the invite. And I'll start with a few lines, the first lines, in fact, of St. Patrick's confession, his memoir, which he wrote or maybe was written about him, but we have it. And it goes like this. My name is Patrick. I'm a sinner, a simple country person, and the least of all believers. I'm looked down upon by many. And that last line, I'm looked down upon by many. Maybe he was at the time, certainly he felt he was, but not anymore. Times have changed. You know, St. Patrick is loved, he's revered and celebrated all around the world, especially at this time of the year, leading up to March 17th. Anywhere the Irish are, anywhere anybody claims a connection with Ireland, we're celebrating St. Patrick. So he was looked down upon by many, but he's a gentleman. Now, there's even a song, and I'll sing a few verses of it, that's called St. Patrick Was a Gentleman. Patrick was a gentleman, sure, he came from decent people. He built a church in Dublin town and on it put a steeple. His father was a Gallagher, his mother was a Brady. His aunt was an O'Shaughnessy and his uncle was a Grady. Well, the Wicklow hills are very high, so's the hill of Howth, sir. But there's a hill much higher, still much higher nor than both, sir. And at the top of this high hill, St. Patrick preached a sermon. He drove the frogs into the bogs and he banished all the vermin. So at the top of this high hill, St. Patrick preached a sermon, drove the frogs into the bogs and banished all the vermin. And there's two, probably the two most famous things about St. Patrick. He preached a sermon. And what was he doing? He was bringing the good news of the gospel, Christianity, to the pagan Irish. And that's what we know him for. That's why he's our national saint. And the other thing he did, and we thank him for that too, he drove the snakes out of Ireland. We all know there's no snakes in Ireland. St. Patrick's the man we can thank for that. But he did more than that. He drove the monsters too, because around the time of St. Patrick, there were monsters in every lake and loch in Ireland and up into Scotland too. And there's a story that's very widespread across Ireland, all around Ireland, every lake, probably. If we looked in the folklore collections, we'd find somebody telling a story about a monster in their local lake. The Scots, fair play to them, maybe drew on that to tell the story of the Loch Ness Monster. But just a bit of background on this one. The version I have is from County Kerry, from West Kerry. I tell it in Irish and English. But I also, my mother was from Mitchelstown in County Cork. And when I was a child and we were driving in the Galty Mountains, I remember my mother and my grandmother, Gunaina Dia Gross or Robert, laughing and saying, "Is Fada an Luan A. Fodrick?" when they passed nearby Loch Moosgree in the Galties. So the story was there as well. So I'm going to locate the story there. "An Tanamatar and Scale Law, Ne Padrick Agus and Feast." The name of the story is St. Patrick and the Monster. "Agus in Yosemite, in Gaelga, Agus in Merrill, Lina or Lina, eh?" So everyone can understand. I'll tell it in Irish and in English, line by line. "Scaline e sho hitamach, ishleita na Galtis fado." This is a story that happened in the Galty Mountains long ago. "Top winter in scale, le loch Moosgree." The story is connected with Loch Moosgree. "Agus tan loch on foes, Agus beg gajo." The lake is still there, and it will be for a long time. "Dirter. Gurev owl feast grawn, egmarachtant saluch." It said that there was a horrible monster living in the lake. "Agus gudogak shiamach gurilta." And she used to come out regularly. "Agus gmeach alon diaval a yenavake." She used to do an awful lot of damage. "Ege nananavahe morhimpilirti," eating the animals all around her. "Agus ege nanina few," even eating the people. "Agus ni etach ena koskachar lei." Nobody could stop her. "Anish. Temple and Amazon, Hanig Nev Padrick or Court Goody and Nuhig." Around that time, St. Patrick came on a visit to the area. "Agus Hulashe Maryauler and Beast." He heard about the monster. "Agus Hulashe Maryauler and No Savia Ki, Iri Amachas and Ishke, Gach Majin Le Bialtna." He heard about the habit she had of coming up out of the water every May Day morning, 1st of May. "So, Riv Iri Graina, Madin Le Bialtna, before sunrise on May Day morning, Chuignev Padrick agus Slumur Dina Lenachush, Gobruch and Lucha." St. Patrick and a big crowd of people with him went to the bankside. "Agus Hug an Nev Quiramur Dovlesh." The saint brought a big black cauldron, Quirakalig, a witch's cauldron. "Hug She Leshe," he brought it along with him. "Agus Vishayag Fara Isig Fara, Fechant Kahin Ehyokach and Feast Amach Asanishke." He was looking and looking to see when would the monster come up out of the lake. "Agus Sadera, ha she a kyaun agus and win all the machas nishke." In the end, she stuck out her head and her neck up out of the water. "Agus chunishine padrick," she saw St. Patrick. "Agus shohe adort she," this is what she said. "Nor a kyach, the client of a day a padrick," which kind of translates as, "May it not bring you good health, St. Patrick." "Well, an vanacht kena ortsa a owlfeist rana ursa nave." "Well, the same blessing be on you, you horrible monster," said the saint. "Agus leshin, duskil she a bale, chun ne padrick a lugga." She opened up her mouth to swallow down St. Patrick. Ach ma yin, if she did, the chashishin an quiramor dovan nuas eri caon. He threw down the big black cauldron on her head. Ah! Ah! Erson feast. This is the bit I love translating. Ah! Ah! Said the monster. An fada vegan quirishor machiaon a father. Will this cauldron be on my head a long time? St. Patrick. Gala an luan. Ersene Padraig, until Judgment Day, said St. Patrick. But the poor serpent, she heard Law on Luan, and she knew Day Luan was Monday, and she thought he meant Monday. But Law on Luan actually means Judgment Day. And so she said this verse. She said, Oh, is Father on Luan, eh, Padraig, in Ishka for nach Wilfalain, agus maramech an quirisho chwirtu ar mochiaun, diising tu hain agus lahan dawan. Oh, Monday's a long time coming, St. Patrick, in this cold water that's not good for my health. And only for this cauldron you put on my head, I'd eat you up and half the world with you. Well, ni isatu ein ni ella asohamach, Ersene Padraig. You won't eat anything else from now on. Agus ni bwail the winter na hát a shohu asohamach ach irid. And the people of this place are in no danger from you from now on either. Ach, derter. Gwil an feast ag marachtant, iloch musgri, gudi an laotá in uam. It's said that the monster is still living in Loch Musgri right up to this day. Agus gudagan chi amach gach madin luan, and that she comes out every Monday morning. Agus gunershi an round shin arisht, and she says that verse again. She says, Oh, is fada an luan ea fadrig, in ishka fur nach wilfalain. Agus maramechan quirishochir tu ar machiaun, diising tu hain agus lahan dawan. I'm waiting a long time for Monday, St. Patrick, in this cold water that's not good for my health, and only for this cauldron you put on my head, I'd eat you up and half the world with you. So shineish gael, ne Patrick agus an feast. That is the story of St. Patrick and the monster, the serpent.
Well done.
At the top of that high hill, St. Patrick preached a sermon, drove the frogs into the bogs, and he banished all the vermin. Well, we've had a story about St. Patrick banishing the serpents and the monsters from the lakes. But the other thing, of course, that he's remembered for is bringing Christianity to Ireland. He needed to be quick-witted. He needed to be articulate. And I suppose the ability to perform a miracle or two didn't hinder him in the job of convincing the pagan Irish of the good news. So the famous sermon, or one of the examples of him being quick-witted, was he had the challenge of explaining to the Irish the idea of the Trinity, the Christian Trinity, the three persons and the one God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. And it's told that he was explaining this to people and they were scratching their heads and they couldn't get their heads around this idea of three persons and the one God. And St. Patrick happened to look down, saw a shamrock growing at his feet, picked up a leaf of shamrock and held it up and said, look at this, he said, here's one leaf in this shamrock, and yet there are three parts to it in the one leaf. And that was how he explained the Trinity to the people of Ireland. That's how they understood it. And ever since then, the shamrock is, you know, a symbol of Irishness. But this story, it comes from West Kerry, but it's well known around the country. And it's about how St. Patrick converted a local chieftain. And I suppose, again, being a good salesman for Christianity, he knew if he could convince and convert the chiefs and the kings and the queens, the other people would follow. So, Shushgael Crumdov, this is the story of Crumdov. Crumdov was a person's name. I guess he was Dove. He was probably black-haired and Crum. He might have been a bit bent over, but he was a chieftain. And this is the story. Var Taoiseach sa Latrúch fadó. There was a chieftain living in Latrúch in West Kerry long ago. Crumdov a Banamdo. The Morvuin agus Seversega. So his name was Crumdov and he was very rich. Be a rev the hall of Salatruch Fenismacht, agus taunted da rariga. He had all the land around Latrúch under his control and he had herds of cattle to go with it. The Lingan Amason, we winter and canter false in a bogonic. Around that time, the people of the area were still pagans. Agus vine Padraig Tosnaha ar an gredav a chreis squeela imast na Gearíoch. St. Patrick had started to announce the faith and to spread the faith among the people of Kerry. Vidina Achwer Falls River, Augustina Eleanor Yen. There were some people who welcomed them and others who didn't. Hanig Padrig Gadian Latruch. St. Patrick came to Latruch, Augustusnik She Erchilina Hogan. He started building a church there. Marvisuliga and Credova Laha Saduhika Ud Choma, because he wanted to spread the faith in that area as well. Masha Nirchir Krumdov en Alta River. If he did, Krumdov didn't roll out any welcome for him. The Adler or Krumdov, Gomer Padigro Vahro, August Gagailakshe or Lavas. Krumdov was afraid that St. Patrick would be too good for him and that Krumdov would lose his power. Ein Lavan, Hanigan Neve Quigge, Ferrand and Dorkshe en Howardon. One day, the saint came to him to see would he give him any help. Kauroig me lat kinte, said Krumdov. I'll help you for sure, said Krumdov. Ta Tarav Bragum, he is in Lowndes Shanachurp. August Tor Latte, Mas Fader Lat. I've a lovely bull down in the Glen of Shanachurp, and take it with you if you can. Tarav Fiain Abahe. August Visul a Krum Gumaroch Che Padrig. It was a wild bull, and Krumdov was hoping that it would kill St. Patrick. Ruig Padrig shot the clown. Patrick went into the glen. The Ataravan River, the bull was there before him. A chiaon gotalavega agus a arable snare. His head was down and his tail was up in the air. Agus eig shade agus eig borig le ferig is le droch vianach. He was bellowing and snorting with anger and with badness. The Krumdov eg elo o hergotor le steer the braining eg fara air. Krumdov was sneaking from behind the bushes, watching St. Patrick. Agasuliga gomaroch and tarav e loirach, and he was hoping that the bull would kill him straight away. Choluas of Ra and tarav padrig e chacht, hunig she, agas huul she suas quigge, the sucker raig. As soon as the bull saw St. Patrick coming, he quietened down and walked up to him quietly and placidly. Quirsha shin ana untas a Krumdov, that really surprised Krumdov. It's lats on Taravanish, our session. The bull is yours now, he said. Ach ni mordit e a chort of lum, but you'll need to pay me for it. Oh, kutoi my lat e agus falte, ursa Padrick. Oh, I'll pay you for it, and welcome, said St. Patrick. He shared the enche. What he did, scriv she gui, vzora papair, agus heen she a crumdove. He wrote down a prayer on a little bit of paper and handed it to Krumdov. Agus an ghi a shkrishe, the prayer he said was, Gomani dia is gomrai dia Krumdov. May God bless and love Krumdov. Good dian is sorach an kurtave, said Krumdov. Janie, he said, that's a mean old payment, said Krumdov. Masha, well, if it is far gomore na loch an tariff, said Padraig. It's worth much more than the value of that bull. Giomid Scali, a Chrohoid doing A. We'll get scales to prove it, said St. Patrick. Fordor na Scali, they got the scales. Agus Curragan Taravar Heva Vine, Agus and Rier and Deavella. The bull was put on one side and the prayer on the other. The Knap Hula er Gachdina Efechent. Everybody's eyes were out in stalks watching. Dor de Gan Rier and Tarav Gan Ain Straw. The prayer on the little bit of paper lifted the bull up into the air in the scales without any difficulty. Anish ersa braining, anish ersa padrig, kioca is far. Now, said Patrick, which is better? Gael Krumdov. Krumdov gave in. Agus ni fada in the yeekshin gar bashtache. And it wasn't long after that he was baptized. O hinale, deinter kamore Krumdov an naunach dernach de yule. Ever since then, Krumdov is commemorated on the last Sunday in July in Letruch. August later, Downach Krumdov an Laud, and that Sunday is known as Krumdov Sunday. August Shineshgale, Krumdov August Ned Patrick. And that's the story of Krumdov and St. Patrick. But the story of Crum Dubh, again, is a folk tale that's found all over the country in the collections that people tell. So, Sinéad Gael, Patrick agus Crum Dubh, that's the story of St. Patrick and Crum Dubh.
Joseph O'Malley, thanks a million for coming on the Heritage Council podcast. And a big thank you and a big best wishes to all members of the Storytellers of Ireland. Maybe there'll be a few more stories after this Paddy's Day.
Please God. Gomaramid is Gagamid Excaliacht agus Gosunasas. May we long continue telling stories and being happy.
Yeah, Gorame Mahagut. Thank you for listening to the Heritage Council podcast. For more information about our projects and programs, our work with others and our publications, please check our website, heritagecouncil.ie. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or subscribe to our YouTube channel. See you again soon.